Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at the compound names of God found throughout Scripture. We begin our study this morning in the book of Genesis, chapter number 22 and verse number 14. We're looking at the phrase where it occurs, the name of Jehovah, and where a compound name occurs, of course, showing one of the attributes of God. And the Bible says in Genesis 22:14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And of course, we know from the scripture that the book of Genesis chapter number 22 is the story of Abraham climbing the mountain and offering his son, or being willing to offer his son Isaac to the Lord as a sacrifice. Of course, you know, he was the son of promise given by the Lord to he and Sarah. And so he took that child, of course we believe it to be a young man, and together they climbed the mountain. And there Abraham had already reckoned in his heart that God was able to raise up seed, because he believed God. He believed that God was able to raise up seed from the ashes and to resurrect Isaac if necessary. But he was following the command of the Lord and the voice of the Lord. And there he raised the knife to take his son's life, but immediately was stopped by the voice of the Lord. And of course, you know the story. There was a ram caught by the horns in the thicket nearby. Interesting that he didn't see that ram on the way up the mountain. You know, the grace of God's always sufficient just in time. The Bible says it was caught by the horns. You know, had it been caught by some other part of the body, it would have been blemished and would have been disqualified as a sacrifice. But it was caught by the horns. And of course, instead, Abraham offered that ram instead of his son. And that brought about the great utterance of faith when Abraham said, and called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. The word Jireh means to provide. And so the scripture teaches that there he saw the attribute, the God who provides. Now what's interesting is when you back up and look in Genesis 22 verse number 8, the Bible says there, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Now see, they had started up the mountain. On the way up, no doubt Isaac had been to the mountaintop before. No doubt Isaac had seen his father offer sacrifice before. But as they started up the mountain this time, something was curiously missing. He had the wood, he had the knife, he had the fire, all those elements to offer sacrifice. But there was one thing missing, and that was a lamb. And so the son looks up at his father and says, Father, where's the lamb? And that's when Abraham, through the voice of faith, said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. May I say, God has provided himself a lamb in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. But interesting in this passage, when he used the phrase here, he used a different name for God. He said, God will provide. God will provide. But he used a term that means the God of creation, the God who made all things, the great God of creation, the same word that's used in the beginning in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. It's a plural word. And it has that idea of a creation, a creating God. But interestingly, then in verse number 8, he calls him the God of creation. But in verse 14, after that the events have unfolded and God sure enough provided himself a lamb, and Abraham was able to see better, more clearly the plan of God in his mind, that's when he used the phrase Jehovah Jireh. Now, this is not the creative name of God, but rather it is the covenant-keeping name of God. It is the name that God gave the children of Israel to Moses when he said, tell them that I am that I am sent thee. Jehovah means I am, I was, I will be. And you know what's amazing is that according to the book of Exodus, chapter number 6, God said to Moses that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they were known by God. His name was called God Almighty. But he said, but by my name Jehovah was I not known. And so apparently this was a prophetic utterance out of the mouth of Abraham. He didn't know this name, and yet God gave him this name, that the God who provides, the Lord who provides, Jehovah Jireh. I'm glad we serve Jehovah Jireh today, the Lord who provides. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to see your glory, to see your magnificence, and to believe in this your attribute, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.